I'm where I'm at because of my own poor life choices and terrible personality. I want to come back to that. And that's on me. That's good. So as I look at the future of dying alone, you're a long way from that, 44. My question is, what psalm can I pray for comforting my for comfort in my loneliness? And not pleading just, oh God, bring me a wife. I think you should plead that. I really do. I think you should plead it every day. But rather, oh God, save me from the poison of bitterness and envy. That's a good prayer. It makes me think of something else. So there's a great line from Jesus. It's one of those ones that struck me that year that I was, you know, renovating everything. He says, and now what shall I say? This is just a quote from Jesus. Now what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, Father, glorify your name. Wow. Can I follow that guy? I want to follow that guy. What should I say? Save me? Don't save me. Glorify your name. Oh, man. So good. So, but, you know, save me from the poison and bitterness of envy. Yeah, yeah. Pray for God to glorify what his truth is in you. I am not as familiar with the Psalms as I should be, and nothing really leapt out at me. Thanks again. So, okay. If you haven't picked up the Sons of Solomon Psalms, you can check that out at sonsofsolomon.net. You can send a contact there, and actually we'll send you a booklet you can use, which I really recommend using it. Like actually reading out of it and until it's all worn out and gross and beat up and disgusting looking. You'll be proud of it at that point. But if you haven't done that, those are a good place to start. With that, then, at the back of that booklet, the Psalm 119 plan, which is to take a different 8 verses of Psalm 119 every day and just put it on repeat, wash, rinse, repeat, just keep going through and through and through, you know, alpha, beta, gimel. That's potent juju right there. I can't express to you how it's so powerful. It's so useful that the fact that in the Hebrew lectionary, I don't have it for 8 days of the month really bothers me. I'm like fiending for my Psalm 119. It's just, speaking of clocks, it's a monthly clock, but it's more like a 3-week clock. So, you know, I'd push you there. And then the next thing I would say is, you need to become more familiar with the Psalter, obviously. And so you just need to read a different Psalm every day. I mean, just straight through, just kind of keep going. Just do it one every day. Yeah. Maybe two, one in the morning, one in the evening. Doesn't matter. But when I say read here, this is key. This is really key. Is that where this is here? Yeah. I mean out loud. I don't mean sitting there like you're reading Lord of the Rings. I don't mean it like that. Yeah, good.
For the podcasters, he was animatedly reading quietly to himself.
Read it out loud. Take the time to vocalize it. Take the time to vocalize it with a pause at every period. Like a breath. Take a good breath at the period. Maybe a breath at the comma and 2 breaths at the period. Let it float. I don't just say that because I believe the angels care, but I actually do believe the angels care, and they can't read your mind. They know you're reading the Bible. They're rejoicing. They're glad about that, but they get to hear it when you read it. That's how creation is, okay? I know it's weird. Not everyone agrees with me on that necessarily. I know it's not like that's not peeper dogma there, but no, really, actually it is. Peeper dogma, if you go look it up. So I'm just applying it. So read it out loud, not just for the angels, but for you. So when you read it out loud, it's like writing. Writing's pretty cool this way too. But so I'm gonna look at it with my eyeballs. Just go in my brain. My brain's like getting the word of God as like a rut in my brain, and then it's gotta reformat it and send it down the brainstem again and out my mouth. So now that's twice. And as it's being reformatted into vocalization, I'm also hearing it come back in my brain one more time with my eyes at the same moment. It's like threefold. It's like cramming it into your soul. So you got angels, you got natural philosophy, you got the slowing down that it does for you. I think the word of God is meant to be spoken. I gave you all these reasons for it, but just the power. It's the power of the word of God. Speak it. Have it on your tongue. You want to remember it when you're dying and have something to say when you're dying. Say it out loud when you read it. It'll change the way you see the Psalter. They're not meant to be just kind of looked at. So every day, different psalm out loud. Psalm 119, 8 verses every day out loud. Sons of Solomon, how can I not pitch it? You know, I mean, there are other psalms you could use as a clock. You know, anybody could have come up with this and picked 9 psalms or 10 psalms and set it up. But we pick the psalms of ascent because they're about living in the diaspora. They're about living at a time when no one else believes what you believe, and you got to go back to Jerusalem alone, or maybe with a small group of people, and you're hoping for the restoration of the kingdom. So, hey, it sounds like where we are. Yeah. The point is to get some psalms that you say often enough that you memorize them, that they're just in your blood.